If it were an illegal order, I would refuse to obey it. I would go to the Secretary of Defense, my boss, if in this hypothesis where I'm still on active duty, and I would say, I'm not going to obey this illegal order. An illegal order would be, for example, indiscriminate bombing of a city without concern for civilian casualties and collateral damage. An illegal order would be to torture detainees. Illegal order, I would never obey, and I would go to my boss, the Secretary of Defense, protest the order, and then that's the challenge of the Secretary of Defense to approach the president and explain that's an illegal order, here's why we're not following it. If it were, if you will, a judgment call, pull all the troops out of Syria. We have a pretty clear example. General Mattis accepted an appointment with the Trump administration, was given the order to pull all troops out of Syria. He did not agree with that, and he resigned. And in a public letter of resignation, he indicated that was the reason for his resignation. So you have an option to resign, make your case publicly, and then move on with your life. If it's an illegal order, you're never going to obey it.
That's where the character comes in, I guess.
That is exactly where the character comes in. And I like to think that the, we've talked a lot about generals today. I like to think that the admirals in Sailing True North were men and women of character who would do the right thing in a circumstance like that.